5AA Travel Talk, thanks to Phil Hoffman Travel. For over 30 years, creating moments you'll never forget.
That is the thing about it. It is 30 years plus of creating all these amazing moments. And we have two great guests for you tonight. Alex Pickering is the manager of PHT at Glenelg, joins us. Alex, welcome.
Thank you very much for having me.
Lovely to have you on. And Georgie Simmons, Simons. Where did I think Simmons came? Lovely to see you, Georgie. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks so much for having
How
me.
How long have we known each other?
Probably quite a while.
Sorry.
It's okay.
It's late. Georgie, of course, from APT, Australian Pacific Touring SA Manager. Lovely to see you as well.
Lovely to be here.
It's a big night of travel, so it's great to have you both. Well, Alex, if we can, let's talk first about your cruise sail day. I snuck in on Sunday and had a look at the masses of people there at the Skydeck at Glenelg. A great weekend for you.
It was really fantastic, actually. Yeah, we just had under 400 people. It was really fantastic weather, and there was a really good high energy on the day as well.
How did you find it, Georgie, from your point of view?
Oh, it was amazing. People are just ready to travel. They're still travelling at 24, especially for river cruising. They're planning 25, and I even had some inquiries for 26. So people are just booking in advance, bookings on bookings on bookings, which is just fantastic.
And you notice that too, don't you, Alex? So when you're walking around, you're talking to people, they're excited because you've got something to aim for. You know that there's something at the finish line. You can sort of book, drop a deposit, and away you go.
Exactly right. And as Georgie said, like, we've got inquiry for this year, next year, and even 2026. So people are certainly very hungry for travel, and I know I'm certainly one of those people too.
Did you notice, were there trends on the day? Were there popular holidays that people were saying, right, this is where we really want to go?
Yeah, there was a lot for European river cruising. So there's still some really fantastic deals for 2024, especially with APT. And, so we've got a lot of inquiry for that. Also, there was quite a few people who are new to cruising as well. So we had lots of people inquiring about cruising the Mediterranean. Yep. And, as Georgie said, 25 and 26 were also very popular.
Perfect way to do it. Just dip the toe and have a go. Georgie, from your point of view, the weekend, was there trends that you were noticing, like places people want to visit?
Well, for us, we travel the world with APT and yep. Travel Marvel. Definitely Europe, but Canada is really a hot spot for people to look in advance. So we're just about to launch our Canada program in the next 4 weeks for 25. And that's just, I think, going to be a sensational season for us for moving forward.
My wife bangs on about Canada so much. Like, it's the, and look at this, look at Lake Louise and look at Banff and look at it's picture perfect, isn't
it? It is picture perfect. You cannot take a bad photograph, and especially on the west coast of Canada, it's just a wilderness paradise. Not only just for what you're going to see, but for the wildlife as well. So beautiful.
It's a bit like the Northern Lights. Photos do it justice, but I imagine in the flesh it would be even better.
Exactly.
For that particular. Hey, you've had great events, Alex, at the Skydeck at Glenelg. I guess what people need to do too is really go and attend these. It's not, as Phil said, it's not sell, sell, sell. People are not in your face just sort of handing your brochures saying, right, you got to get on this. We popped in, as I said, the whole family were in the area. We popped in to say good day. We were treated with ice creams and, you know, all sorts. So it's a great fun afternoon for people.
It is. It really is. And you get to hear from experienced staff members who are there as well. You also get to hear from our wonderful reps like Georgie herself. So it's really good for answering any questions, or if you haven't been on a river cruise before, for example, and what's the day-to-day like, what do I get for the price, all that kind of stuff is things that we can help answer for you as well.
You had more people in your screenings than at many Wallace Cinemas, I saw too. You had a lot of those talks and sort of video presentations.
Yes. No, they're always very popular because I suppose when you book for travel, you get like a little confirmation. You go, oh, good, I'm going. But it's not like a movie ticket or something where you get something in return. You go, oh, I'm actually seeing something. So to see photos and videos of what you could be seeing, it gets you really excited because you go, oh, that's exactly what I'll be doing in 6 months' time or a year time. So, and you actually keep that excitement from the day that you book it until the day you go. So it's just a really lovely experience.
You can both probably answer a bit like the real estate. So the real estate game used to be just here's a photo of the house and here's the details and buy this house. Social media and technology and everything now, we talk about Canada, Georgie, where you can watch a reel on Instagram or a video on Facebook or a travel show or whatever the case might be. It must be such a boom for people like PHT and yourself at APT.
It really is, because it really the intangible becomes nearly tangible for everybody, which is fantastic. It's nothing like being there in the flesh, which is the ultimate goal when you're when you're on holiday. But to really try and get an understanding of what you're going to be experiencing when you're away, there is so many avenues now to be able to dive in and to do that research, which is fantastic.
And Alex, it's almost word of mouth with complete strangers, because they will tell you if things aren't great, but if they are good, you know, and you see that on social media, then that must help your cause too at PHT.
Oh, it really does, yes, because the best feedback that we can ever get is from our clients. So as much as I would love to, I can't travel the entire globe myself.
Yes.
So it's always good to have people coming and saying, oh, this was really fantastic, I love doing this. And even clients' tips and things like that, and said, oh, I found that when I flew into this place, there wasn't a taxi readily available, so I'd recommend having a transfer. The little things like that that are really helpful. And as Georgie said, it just means that there's so much more of the world that is visible than ever before, which is fantastic.
So you mentioned people are curious about Europe. I'm fascinated by this because it's a big year for Europe, particularly France, because you've got the Olympics in Paris.
Yeah.
Are more people going to Paris for the Olympics? Are they steering clear of France? What's the go when people are booking their European trips?
A bit of both, actually. There's been a couple of times when I've mentioned it to clients and they go, oh, the Olympics is on, is it? So and then there's other people who say, yes, I really want to go. I've got my son who's competing or something like that. So it's quite interesting. I think a lot of people have kind of forgotten about the Olympics in Paris. But even if you're looking to travel either side of that, I think you'd be quite successful, actually, because it's still very popular to go to Europe. And I always like to think of it, if everyone is in France, then, you know, you may as well go to Germany or may as well go to the Czech Republic or something like that, because those people, those places will be a little bit quieter, one can hope. So, you know, just avoid the areas that are really busy and go and see the other areas that are a little bit less busy.
Is there much availability or are you pretty much booked out for this year?
No, there's still availability here and there. I think a good tip would be to be a little bit flexible with your dates.
Okay.
So, because, I mean, the Olympics is over the 26th of July to the 11th of August.
Yes.
I find that those dates are quite heavily booked. But if you're looking at, say, travelling in July, maybe go a little bit earlier or go a little bit later, because you'll find better availability for places outside of those main travel months.
Yeah, sure. I like the idea where you can sort of combine them. So you can get credits, can't you? You can book with some operators and that might help you out financially, I guess, when it comes to your airfares.
Yes, exactly right. So what you'll have is that there are tour operators and river lines like APT who actually have access to airfares that we can't get ourselves and you couldn't get if you're looking at online yourself. So it's a really good workaround for the airfares that may be a little bit expensive over that time. I was looking for a client just the other day and they had some departures with APT where they had the economy flights actually included. So little things like that would really help with the bottom line for travelling for this year. So there's still things like that available. So you don't be scared to ask the question.
Because
you never know what you might find.
For sure. The old days, Georgie, of going to Europe, you would probably stick with the stock standard sort of Italy, France, the UK, probably. Now you throw a dart and go, anywhere's paradise, really.
It is. We were so fortunate to be able to get to Europe multiple times. It's not really a once in a lifetime destination for many. For many, there, you know, we are finding that people do go back. So they might do a river cruise with us, say from Amsterdam to Budapest, and then love the cruising aspect, love what it actually holds, and then wanting to have another holiday on another river. So with our Travel Marvel product, we've got the Lower Danube, so they can travel from Budapest down to the Lower Danube, down into Eastern Europe, which is a fantastic and very different way of travelling and gives a different river cruise experience.
I love how you guys say Budapest. I've got to get on to it. See, I'm still a pest, Alex. I've got to work. I tell you, Amsterdam, is there a more unusual city of the red light district and the shops versus the canals and the bikes?
I love
it. It is so beautiful.
Oh, it is. It's just one of my favourites. And I had no expectation when I first went there.
Yep.
But it is just one of my favourite cities. And I think I just like water cities. I love Venice as well. I think there's just something about a water city which is really quite magical.
But just the history around that square or the architecture too.
Beautiful.
That's why I didn't venture in any of those shops, because I thought I'd be that one person that's running around nude, you know, getting arrested. So I didn't want to do that, Alex. Hey, tell us about the business class experience. Can we enjoy that with Qatar?
Oh, yes, you can. So Qatar have won back-to-back business class awards for their product. So the service on board, the food, everything. So Qatar have what's called the Q-Suite. So it's essentially like flying first class, really. Mm-hmm. So you get your own little private cubicles with a door that closes. You have a wonderful person coming up to actually welcome you onto the flight. And then the menus and things like that that you get for the food and the drinks, it's all really fantastic. And I think the best thing about the Middle Eastern airlines like Qatar and eventually Emirates when they come to Adelaide is that they all leave at night. So you can get on, don't have dinner at home or anything like that, because you'll have dinner on the plane, have dinner, get changed into your PJs, then have into your lie-flat bed, and wake up in Doha. Like, it's just the best way to travel. And I still have the eye mask, and when I put it on at night, I just pretend that I'm in business class.
Yeah. I tell you what, I've seen people fight over Qantas pyjamas like it was Taylor Swift merch.
Oh, yeah.
It was crazy how much people love those.
I know we do. At our Christmas parties, if my manager has any kind of pyjamas, I go full competitive mode. I need those pyjamas.
You know, it's become an industry in itself. People now film their experiences in first and business class too. Again, you share that on social media and you think, wow, if I could ever afford it, I would love to fly that. I would love to fly that. So people don't have the budget though, Alex. They can't quite afford the business class. What does Platinum Meet and Assist mean?
Oh, that was absolutely fantastic. So it's the Platinum Al Maha Meet and Assist in Doha. So essentially what that means is as soon as you come off the plane, there's someone standing there on the tarmac with a sign with your name on it. So you go up to that person and you say, hi, I'm that person. Yep. They take you to your air-conditioned coach with leather seats, and then they take you for the drive to the gate, and then you get off and they guide you through all the customs, all the immigration, all that kind of stuff. You go into a separate area, so you're not lining up in queues or anything like that. You're just completely on your own with your private meet and assist person, and they guide you through the entire process from start to finish. It was absolutely fantastic, and it's impossible to get lost when you've got this meet and assist. So with myself, I had duty-free that I knew would be confiscated because I had to stop over in Doha. Mm-hmm. So I knew it would be confiscated on the way in. But the actual process of getting it back, I would have had no idea if I was on my own. And also being a little bit jet-lagged as well, when you're in that kind of mode, you're not really thinking all that well. Yeah. So to have someone say, hey, just come this way, and they call the people ahead, and it was all just really fantastic. And the best part of it as well is that you actually have access to the business class lounge as well. So if you've got time between your flights, you can have a shower, you can have something to eat, and then when it's time to go to your gate, they'll actually come and collect you and take you to the gate. So it's a really perfect way to kind of make that transit period really, really easy.
That is an amazing... my wife and I travel so well together, but if ever we have a fight, it's when we're at an airport and we're trying to find transportation. You know, where do we get our rental? Where do we get a cab? We have to lug our luggage from one point. That is a great thing. So Platinum Meet and Assist, ask about it next time you're in Phil Hoffman Travel. Georgie, can we digress, talk about your magnificent company, APT, for a second here, because European River Cruising. I saw it on Sunday firsthand with people talking about it. You mentioned at the very start, people are excited.
They are excited, and we've got some really exciting news for next year. APT, we've been cruising the rivers of Europe for a couple of decades now, and it's time for new ships and the new generation of ships. So we're currently building two brand new ships for APT to be travelling between Amsterdam and Budapest. For next year. So we are super excited, and these ships look magnificent. So
look at the views on these ships Phil talks about it all the time. Unlike the ocean light, you can get right into, imagine if Adelaide was able to get a ship through the Torrens. Oh, that's how close you are to these cities.
You really are. And we have some great docking locations. So you pretty much step off board and you are right in the heart of these towns and villages. Sometimes we're only a 5-minute coach drive away, depending on the towns and village, but there's always a coach waiting for you in those cases. But these new ships are going to be seeing some dining opportunities that we've never seen before on river ships in Europe. We've got more information to come, which we will be talking about at our launches with PHT starting next week.
Yeah, we'll get to those dates. Yeah. So is it the value for money? Is that what attracts people? Is it the fact that it is the dining, or it's easy, it's relaxing,
those things.
Yeah, right.
And with APT, it's fully inclusive. So we have everything on and off the ship included. So it's all about choice. So when we're looking on board, there's choice of accommodation, and the new suites just look magnificent. Whether you're choosing a lead-in suite on our first deck, which is a fixed window, to the upper decks where you've got panoramic balconies, and our owner suites, we've got 8 of them now with step-out balconies. They just look incredible. Lots of dining opportunities, so lots of choice. So all your dining, accommodation, we've got a wonderful drinks package as well, all included on board. And then everything off the ship is included, so there's no more to pay. So we have freedom of choice touring where you get to choose what you want to do out of a few choices. We know everyone's got a bit of a different feel on things. We have 3 signature experiences, which are unique experiences that everybody gets to enjoy. One of my favourites is in Vienna, the beautiful music capital of Europe.
Mm-hmm.
After dinner, we take everybody, the 150 people, to the City Palace Liechtenstein for a cocktail party to start off with. And then we go to another beautiful ornate room and we sit down and we're entertained by the music of Strauss and Mozart, some operetta singers.
That's the one I'm looking at. I'm looking at it right here going, this is my trip here. Magnificent Europe with Christmas and New Year's Eve.
It's, oh yes.
Sound a music show in Salzburg. Oh my Lord.
And actually, that's a really good point, Leith, is we've got lots of clients that maybe do one of the river cruises in, say, summer, and then they love it so much they come back and do it a different season. In winter and the Christmas markets is a great time to go. And even though you're doing exactly the same river, it's completely different.
Look at that.
It's just beautiful.
You're Macaulay Culkin in Home Alone. Yeah. Look how beautiful that looks.
Just with no children on board.
Oh, I know. But imagine that, like you're in Bamberg in Germany on Christmas Day.
Oh,
you're going to all of these amazing places. I mean, that's just one of the many. Different rivers now too. So it's not just the same sort of rivers that they've always been cruising.
Yeah, so for APT, it is between Amsterdam and Budapest. We will, as we move through, and hopefully we'll be expanding the fleet as well as we go through.
Yes.
But we do also have a brand new ship on the Douro in Portugal, which is a much smaller river, but the Estrella is just about to be launched in the next few months, and that's just a magnificent little river river itinerary as well.
Because I read somewhere about Transylvania.
Yeah, that's the Lower Danube. So that's from Budapest going down south. So
I've got to just sharpen up my geography.
There is lots of different choices.
Oh, my Lord. That's the problem, isn't it? You just got to work out which one that you want to do. And as you say, signature experiences too, which are what you're known for, what you love for.
Yeah. It's just elevating that experience off the ship and really giving a wow factor. So for our clients to come back and be able to tell their friends what they've been able to do, if you were traveling individually, you wouldn't be able to do those signature experiences, how we've put them together.
What's the best one you've done personally? Are we allowed to tap into that memory bank?
Oh, look, it's like saying what's my favourite child, isn't it? But no,
don't say it on the radio. They might be listening.
But I have to say the Vienna concert would have to be right up there with experiences for me. Like it really moves you, and it's something that I've never had that kind of experience before. And even if you're not really into classical music, people that will come away from that experience just know that that was just such a unique experience.
Alex, you want to join me on the Northern Lights and Lapland with Magnificent Europe, sort of wind our clocks back to being 10 years of age and just enjoying all the magic of Christmas?
Oh, if you insist, absolutely. Wouldn't find me saying no to that
Vienna's City Palace cocktail party. And you know what? Imagine listening to Mozart and Strauss. It's a bit like when you have fish and chips in the western suburbs versus in the east, because you think they've sort of gone over the ocean and caught it. It'd be the same. Imagine listening to classical music in Europe as opposed to on a hot, dusty Australian road. It would be a very different experience, I imagine.
You're surrounded by the beginnings of it all, and where these where these composers were born and where they actually had their their first concerts.
Oh, so beautiful. Mm. These available at PHT?
They are. Yeah, they're hot off the press. We are selling 25 right now. I know it smells
nice
beautiful, doesn't
smell.
It?
It looks straight out of a printer. Alex, we're putting Georgie to work with Pete Williams. You've got some events coming up that people can find out more about APT.
Yeah.
This is 2025.
Yep.
So where are we going, Alex? I guess we're starting at Tea Tree Gully. Is that right? The first one on the 12th of March?
That's correct. So the 12th of March at 6 p.m. At House on Haynes in Tea Tree Gully. Then we have another one on the 13th of March 2024 at 10:30 a.m. That's at the Phil Hoffman Travel Skydeck. And then we have another one that evening at 6 p.m. Same location, the Skydeck. Then we have one on the 14th of March at 6 p.m. at the Gawler Arms. And then on the 18th, we have at 6 p.m. the Vine Inn in Barossa. And then our last one's on the 26th of March at 6 p.m. at the Arca Bar.
Beautiful. So I guess if they get onto pht.com.au, people can register, find out all the information. Yeah. So that's as of what, next week? Today week?
That's right. We're taking RSVPs right now and right through. So there'll be some fantastic deals that people can take advantage of if they come on the night, and they'll be able to learn all about River Cruising for 25 with APT.
Is it a fun gig for you, seeing people face to face and talking about these?
Love
it. And then you see it in their face. They're going, this is where we're going.
Yeah, absolutely love it. And, you know, so many of our guests have had other APT experiences, so they love chatting about those as well. I get a real buzz out of it.
I often think, I don't know if you agree, Alex, being in the industry, but I love the start of Love Actually when Hugh Grant talks about Heathrow, you know, because it's the, mm-hmm. you go to an airport because you're either happy to see someone that's returned and hear about their story, or you're excited because you're going somewhere. Every time you see a plane fly over or one of your cruise ships go through a city and people come back and their life's different, they're full of memories and full of, you know, great conversations.
It's enriching. It really is enriching.
Oh, it's terrific. Mm. Just on airfares, Alex, we always like to update our listeners with those. Good competition in the market. Everyone's sort of, I guess, trying to grab different customers, and it doesn't matter what airline you're after. There's some good deals available.
There absolutely are. So we've got the post-Taylor Swift prices back, which is fantastic.
Thank goodness for that.
We've got the Qantas sale, so that's until the 11th of March, and travel until the 31st of October 24. So, for example, we've got Perth economy return from 645 per person, and business return from 1599 per person. And then we also have Darwin, so that's economy return from 770 per person and business return from 1599 per person. We also have Alice Springs, so that's economy return from 540 per person and business return from 1699 per person. And finally, Townsville, we've got economy return from 560 per person and business return from 1750 per person. And again, that's with Qantas.
Excellent. All right. So people can enjoy their Qantas flight. Just quickly, you mentioned as a throwaway line, you'd see this too, Georgie, and Alex, you'd see this in your industry. It's a phenomenon that's affecting like world travel, this, isn't it? Like people are flying to other countries and probably working out experiences while they're there for a concert. I don't know if we've ever seen that before. Maybe they did in the old days with the Beatles or whatever, but she just finished in Singapore. You could easily say, right, let's get a flight to Singapore, go and watch Taylor, and then spend some time. Or if you go, like, she's still got a heap of European dates to do on her tour, for the Eras tour. She's got heaps coming up. The UK.
I need to jump on board.
You do. You need to become a Swiftie.
I do.
And then jump on one of your APT cruises while you're there.
It's a good combo.
Man, just tick both.
Can we have a Taylor Swift hosted European River Cruise with APT, maybe?
Well, Alex, I'm now a junior jewel, having attended my first concert, so I've got the bracelets ready. I'm ready to go. So, Alex, good work. Thank you for that. Well done on the weekend with the big show there at Glenelg for the cruise sale day. That was a ripper. Say hi to all the staff for us, and we will see you soon.
Sounds good. Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you, Alex. Alex Pickering, manager of PHT there at Glenelg, and Georgie Simons from Australian Pacific Touring SA, the manager there, APT. Always lovely to see you.
Thanks so much for having me.
How exciting is it?
It's so exciting.
Where are you going? Have you got any trips booked?
I do. I'm heading to Europe in November. And I won't be on one of our new ships, but we're taking a few PhD consultants away to for them to be able to experience the trip and bring all that knowledge back to able to share with their clients.
Where are you going?
We're going to be doing half of the trip. So we're going from Nuremberg up through to Amsterdam. So it's going to be, a lovely trip in the cooler weather.
Blake, are we free? Can we take the show on the road in November? Or have we just got a thumbs up?
Okay, we'll talk.
We're happy to bunk. We'll just sleep head to toe. Always lovely to see you, George.
Thanks so much.
PHT is the website if you want to find out more about travel. It doesn't matter where you want to go around this country, around this globe, you can do so. And while you're there, if any of the APT Europe 2025 pre-release is of interest to you, and honestly, I mean, take your pick. Small ship cruising, Slovenia, Croatia, Montenegro, Spain and Portugal, the Douro, as you mentioned. Mm-hmm. Gee, it's the hard thing. You put it in such a great brochure, where do you go? Western Front Explorer. Tell you what, the Christmas ones, though.
That's something I need to be doing.
Prague and Paris.
It's on the list.
Europe. I'm reading every page. PHT.com.au. That's Travel Talk. Thanks to Phil Hoffman Travel. And don't forget, for over 30 years, they have been creating moments that you'll never forget. Visit the website, PHT.com.au.
Aloha. It's Hayley and Lauren from Adelaide, and we are hosting a 7-night cruise around the beautiful Hawaiian Islands with Phil Hoffman Travel and Norwegian Cruise Line in November 2024, and we want you to join us. Island hop through Hawaii in style with us, with meals and accommodation all included, bonus beverage package, free Wi-Fi and more, plus an exclusive cocktail party hosted by us. Don't wait. Book now at pht.com.au.